All right. On this episode, we're actually going to talk about something pretty interesting. It's a new phenomenon known as white striping. It's something that affects our chicken breasts, and it affects chicken breasts worldwide. Now, this is something that I'm just now hearing about, but it's really interesting. A 2013 study published in the Italian Journal of Animal Science describes the condition. The condition ups fat content by 224% and lowers the amount of protein. So we're getting our chicken breasts, when you see those little white stripes running through them, that's because that there's 224% more fat in the bird and less protein. That's why chicken breasts have been a go-to for years, because it's pretty solid. The fat content was lower in years past than it is now. So when you buy chicken breasts at the store, or you're preparing your chicken breasts, take a closer look. Make sure that you're not getting those fattened up birds where you're really losing your protein content and you're just eating fat. Another article published in Poultry Science the same year in 2013 came to a similar conclusion. Fat had increased and muscle decrease based on the amount of white striping. So that's pretty fascinating that our food is devolving. It's actually getting to be less nutritionally sound. I mean, even if you're on keto, you want that protein. You just want to incorporate more fat in your diet through healthy fats, you know, the MCT oils, the polyphenols that are going to be good for your body, not just straight fat. But another article that we can talk about is a 2016 study at the University of Arkansas and at Texas A&M. And I quote, "The severity of white striping has increased in recent years, identifying 96% of the 285 birds that they tested." So this is looking more and more like a real thing. You know, we've got the last 5 years of research. We've got worldwide, as well as many domestic studies that are kind of confirming that chicken breasts are coming with more fat, less protein. So that's obviously going to be lower quality meat. That's going to be something that's going to affect your diet and your bottom line. You're in the gym working hard so you can gain muscle. You're not in the gym so you can go eat something that you thought was going to be healthy. And it's really something that's just nutritionally bogus. I think that it even goes further than that. And one of the craziest things is that the average American eats more than 90 pounds of chicken every year. That number's only going up. So I think that we discover chicken, we like it, and we find more ways of incorporating it in our diet. It might be because it's a cheap protein source, and the market for cheap protein encourages farmers to make those fatty birds. You know, they're going to be bigger, which is more money, more pounds for them. Even an article from the National Chicken Council states that the average bird sent to market in 1950 was right around 3 pounds and 70 days old. In 2015, the average weight had actually more than doubled to 6.25 pounds. But the average age went from 70 days to 47 days. So we're getting birds that are twice as big in half the time. That's more than likely why we have this phenomena of white striping. Now, a spokesman for the National Chicken Council actually told BuzzFeed that it only affects a small percentage of chicken meat and does not create any health or food safety concerns for people. I'm just going to say my personal opinion is that I highly doubt this. If 96% of the birds that they're checking have white striping, and I can't even begin to fathom or speculate what the health risk or concerns are going to be. But Jacqueline London, a nutrition director at the Good Housekeeping Institute, agrees that chicken is still a healthy choice. So I love the fact that we've got either a co-signer or a conspirator But this is information to lead us to making better decisions. Just think about what you're putting in your body and realize that it's still a good source of lean protein. It's rich in B vitamins, iron, B12, and all that good stuff. But I'm definitely encouraged to get more chicken that's got the no antibiotic seal. And I think I'm probably going to be buying some more organic meats here in the near future, because this white striping phenomenon seems to just be the beginning. I wanted to share it in the podcast just to pique somebody else's interest, and maybe we can get some feedback, begin a little bit of a discourse, and we can figure out what's really going on with our meat. Until the next time, follow me on Twitter, BFashionAthlete. Check me out on Instagram, Fashion Athlete Podcast. Check out the blog, fashionathlete.wordpress.com. And let's keep this conversation going. Have a good one.